In Parshas Naso, we read about the Loch of the Nazir. And the Torah tells us, Ko yameh hizira l'Hashem al nefesh meis lo yavo, la'oviv ul'imo, la'ochiv ul'achoso, lo yitama lehem b'mosim, ki nezir elakov arasho. The Nazir is enjoined from being mitama, even if his parents die, father and mother, or brother and sister. A Nazir is not allowed to mitama to them. Unlike, for example, a Kohen, that is permitted to be mitama, not to generally to a mace, but it is permitted to his parents or krovim, brother and sister. And in fact, by the Kohen, it says that he's forbidden to be mitama generally to a tame, to a corpse. However, the Torah permits him to be mitama to a korov, and those korovim that I mentioned include aviv imo, ochiv avachoso, pino ubito, and so Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky pointed out by nazir, it doesn't mention pino ubito, that he's forbidden to be mitama to pino ubito, while by the kohen, it says that he is permitted, but no bito a mention. So, why is that? So, Rabbi Yaakov had a wonderful answer. He said that a nazir is a person who is upset with the world, with the shallowness, and he wants to separate himself from, so to speak, the Olam Haza attitude. And therefore, he enjoins himself, he takes a neder nazirus, and he's forbidden to drink wine and to cut his hair. But who is the person who becomes a nazir? The person who becomes a nazir is a young person. It's a person who's either in his teenage years or young, and he's, so to speak, rebelling with the general society, and he's upset with what he sees, and therefore he separates himself. The word Nazirus itself, Nazir Echov, says by Yosef, Nazir Echov means somebody who's separate. And therefore, in his sort of his disdain for the way of the world is running, he becomes a nazir and joins himself and asks himself through her floor from drinking wine, b'matam lemesim, and so on. He said, but the person who becomes a nazir is a young person, and that's why the Torah doesn't mention b'no bito. Because the nazir is young. He's not married yet. He doesn't have children. The Gemara in the Devarim tells us a description of such a nazir. The Gemara tells us, Maisa b'Shimon HaTzadik, this is the Gemara in the Devarim, Daf Tes, b'bocher tzorer, shehaya ro tzon ovir v'nistaka b'bu osu b'mayim, v'ro b'yovtio v'right, that he looked, he saw his image in the very handsome young boy, young man, and he saw his reflection in the water. And he saw that his Yetzer Hara wanted to overcome him, as he was so impressed with his beauty, how handsome he was. And therefore he became a nazir, and he, at the end of the Nazirus, he cut off his beautiful hair. And the Gemara says that Shimon HaTzadik, that was a sincere nazir, and he ate of his korbanos. But that's the idea of a nazir, to separate himself because he's challenged by the Yetzer Hara, and he confronts it, and takes on the Nazirus. that person is generally speaking a young person. And that's why when the Torah mentions his family, who he's not allowed to be mitamatu, it doesn't mention Bno Bito, because he's not married yet. He's young. He still doesn't have a son and daughter.